Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I think I'm finna go stupid. I think I'm
what?
Gonna get real.
That's a daily thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I think I'm gonna go.
Morning, didn't you?
But I'm gonna go deep. Stupid,
oh no,
though.
Tommy, must you? Not
yes.
Today.
But I mean deep, sure. double deep. Stupid.
I know. Y'all quit listening to this false bravado.
Oh wow,
he
what
is deep stupid at all times. What
know.
He think is deeper? It just more of the same.
We know.
Just come on with this ignorant ass prank, man. Quit playing with us.
I ain't playing with you, but you know what? I don't like the fact that you don't cherish my stupid. You don't like it. I don't like that you don't.
None of us cherish it.
Hey, don't single you out.
See, you only cherish stuff you want and care for. Carla don't cherish it. Shirley don't. Junior don't. Jay do, because he's stupid. And Monica don't. So don't none of us who got good sense cherish stupidity. So why don't you just go and do it?
Yeah, okay, man. All right. Thank you for the love. I appreciate it.
It's a struggle for him, Steve, though.
It's no, it's a struggle that y'all side with him all the time. When it's between me and him, when it's between me and him and y'all got to pick sides, y'all always on his side. Every
well, you day. Think about
what
it.
You saying?
No, no, no.
What?
No, no. You ain't got to apologize. You think about that for a minute.
What?
You think about what you just said.
What's wrong with being with
if
me?
You
What's
got
wrong
to being pick on a side. Hey, nephew. If you talking to the crew and you say y'all got to pick a side, me or Steve, what the hell you think they gonna do?
See, you didn't even humor him.
No,
if we talking about I'm finna do some great stupid stuff, you wouldn't side with me?
Carla.
Yes.
Tommy's side or my side?
Your side. You signed my check.
Thank you.
That was easy.
Go ahead, Shirley. Go ahead. Run on.
He hasn't asked me, but I'm waiting for him to ask me.
But so you can hurry up and say it. Go ahead.
Junior, Tommy's side or my side?
All day.
Junior.
I'm not even going over there to Tommy.
All right. Now, here is the heartbreaker. Shirley.
Yours.
Jesus. Mm. Been waiting to do that, ain't you?
Okay.
All right. You just showed your little self today. Mm. All right. Let me just play my little prank.
Oh, yeah. Sure have.
Today's title is Jean. I got you, girl. Jean, I got you, girl. Let's go.
Hello?
It's me, the Jean.
Yeah, what's up? Who this?
My name is Vernon, brother. What's playing?
What's going on?
I need to holler at you for a minute, my man.
About what?
I want to holler at you about your wife. So you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't even know how to break this to you, dog. I just want to be straight up with you, man. Me and your wife been kind of seeing each other. And really... She want to let you go, but she ain't, you know, she really ain't got it up in her to say she want to let you go. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm coming to you like a man and letting you know that she really want to shut it down with you. We've been seeing each other for a minute now.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know how we can, you know, I'm just coming at you like a man, brother, trying to let you know she don't even really want you no more. You know, we done talked about it, and, I'm just trying to get it all I know. I'm tired.
All right.
I'm tired of hiding with it, really.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a lot smoother than I expected, player.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, long as you cool, I thought, you know, I just want to be a man, call and holler at you and let you know. Have you seen her today?
And where you from?
From Jersey. I'm up around Newark.
I mean, you said it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, anytime another man finna call another man about his wife, I mean, yeah, you don't expect it to be nothing, you know, pretty simple. That's for sure. I didn't contemplate it a long time by calling you. So, you know, today I just said to hell with it.
Now, how you get my number?
No, I've been had your number. I done had your number a long time.
All right, now you say you looking, it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be. It ain't that smooth, but, you know.
You don't
like,
want...
you know, like, the thing is, you got one up on me because you know my information. Now I got to come find you.
Okay, wait, hold up now.
Yeah.
You feel like...
Oh, no, I don't need to hold up. You tell what you're going to say.
Okay, you feel like you need to be looking for me or something?
Yeah.
Well, brother, look at it. Let's check this out. This is a decision that the wife has made. You understand what I'm saying? See, you have no reason to be mad at me about anything. You have no reason to be coming looking for me or any information on me. Because, see, when that happens, then it's going to really get stinky up in here. And I'm trying not to let that happen. That's why I'm calling you like a man, brother.
Trust me, man. It ain't nothing that I'm never worried about.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, man. I'm letting you know up front. Me and her contemplated a long time, yada, yada. So now, you know, here we are. So I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm calling today.
Well, y'all should have did this on the phone together. Out of respect to both of y'all a lot more.
Okay, well, you know, and then, you know, if that's what it's got to be, we'd be face-to-face together, whatever it's got to be, man.
So well, that's what I prefer, you know.
Okay. So, but let me ask you this here. Where it's going in? Once we both stand flat-footed and tell you how it is, then what?
I ain't going to never be flat-footed.
Okay, well, flat-footed or upside down, any way you want to look at it, bro. I'm trying not to get into this physical part, but it seemed like you're leaning that way with me.
It could be whatever, you know. It don't make a difference.
It never does, brother. It never does. When two bulls come together, one of them got to go down.
Now, guess what? We ain't doing too much talking. You got my information. Guess what? Now, I'm going to hunt it for you. There's no need for you to say it. There's no need for us to discuss anymore.
Okay, cool. You know, while we at it, man, let me go and drop it all on you then. Because it seemed like we need to go and get it all out the way. You cool?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think you need, you know, matter of fact, if you want to just keep it all the way real, you might want to go take a blood test about Alana and make sure you the papa to that.
All right.
Feel me?
Got it.
So I'm going to have your wife give you a call, man, because we didn't contemplate it too long and it's time.
You do that. You know my information. Like I said, you said enough. You hit enough bones there. So you know what? I mean, somebody got to go.
What you mean?
Me and you.
Wait. What was all this? Somebody got to go.
Huh?
What you saying? Somebody got to go.
Somebody got to go, right?
Okay, you talking about either me or you? One of us got to
yeah.
go? See, because you're saying the wrong thing, because what you must understand is if I've given you as much information as I already have, that means I have enough information to know where you are, brother. You know
yeah.
nothing about me nor where I reside. So if you're going to talk about somebody got to go, then you're saying it to the wrong person because I'm already up on you, player.
You got first to... off, you just, at first off, you ain't really a North. Because you've got a country accent. So second off, like, you're dealing with a real street. So however you want to handle it, you know my information. Guess what? I don't reside there no more. I ain't there no more. So guess what? Now you got to start from scratch like me. So
I tell you what, man.
Homeboy.
Here go the math, man. You ready for that? You ready for this math? You ready, player?
Math.
Here go the math.
Math.
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You've been pranked by your wife.
I'm a killer.
Yeah, black man, chill out, boy. You kind of had me scared for a minute because you really wasn't flinching. You whatever you eating over there, you never did stop eating on it.
Oh, I ain't going to stop eating. I'm going to keep eating. I listen to y'all every morning.
What's the baddest radio morning show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show.
That was a real gangster, though.
Hey, no, for real, Tommy.
That's real gangster, dog.
Tommy.
That's real
he
gangster right there, partner. Mm-hmm. Huh?
He kept eating the whole time?
Yeah.
He never
stopped
eating. No,
that was
eating.
Real. He never
He was calm.
He didn't flinch.
That was a real gangster right
nah,
there,
no
partner.
Problem. I said, Tommy, this dude right here,
he
taking all this information. One of us mm-hmm. got to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. finally.
But, Tommy, he had analyzed. See, you ain't from up north because you country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. See, he had already peeped that.
This dude was, you brought up his daughter. He didn't flinch.
Dog.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, see, you ain't from up here because you country.
Woo! All right. Woo!
That was tense.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.